Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about the quest to market quantum mechanics. This is the idea to actually get in, invent for invent a system to market quantum mechanics. Now, quantum mechanics is a system of essentially it's to do with the idea of wave functions, but it's also to do with the idea of let's actually handle what nature is telling us. And nature tells us that at the end of the day, we wind up with a something with some fundamental properties, but no, that's the end of the road. There's no mechanisms beyond that. So eventually we wind up things with which are fundamental, that is, they are magical, they have no explanation for it. So an electron is charged, but it just has no smaller components of charge. There's nothing in it which contains charge. It's actually fundamentally charged. It's magic, as if by magic charge. Similarly, a electron has a magnetic field, and that magnetic field is related to its angular momentum. But there is actually no mechanism for that going down. So quantum mechanics is a story of basically the magic of actual particles. And it's also got some other aspects, some unreal aspects to it, the unworldly aspects. So that is that if I have an orange and I have an apple, I can't actually put an apple, an orange, a pear, you know, a grapefruit all in the same container. But if it's quantum mechanics, yes, you can do that. So I've got a bit of a cough here. I hope it's not COVID-19. I hope not. It is a dry cough. No, it's a bit more of a phlegmy cough. Yeah, so you've got that aspect of it. And this is something which people have not understood directly. They have understood in their own way through this complex route. They haven't understood the fundamentals of quantum mechanics. They've arrived at what, inferring what the fundamentals are from a stance of extreme equations. And therefore, quantum mechanics has been in the hands of scientists. And in the hands of scientists, it has produced enormous bounty for the human race. But what that's meant is that the rest of the human race has got the bounty, but they've got no idea how it's done. And so we've got, with no idea how it's done, that's just the province of religion. That is, we've actually adopted a religious way of teaching quantum mechanics, that is, by divine rites. Now, there is at the end of the day, a certain magic in quantum mechanics hidden there, but we have tended to, by using people who are used to giving social concepts, religious concepts, they just apply magic where necessary to make their thought structure work. And so this is in the way that we teach, or teachers teach quantum mechanics or teach physics. They apply magic such to actually block people's ability to go further into quantum mechanics. And so therefore, we come up with this thing of let us, sorry about this, let us actually, what is it? Let us produce, let us actually make quantum mechanics. I'm just going to open the window here. Let us actually create or innovate a way to teach quantum mechanics. We have come a huge distance in actually innovating and creating and bursting through barriers after barrier after barrier to make quantum mechanics. And of course, the person, when they make quantum mechanics work, it works for them, and they don't think ever of how I'm going to explain what I did, how it works to the common people. That they've fought their battle, and they've fought to understand it through the mathematics, and they don't realize that there is yet another battle. left to be fought, and that is quantum mechanics has been in the hands of the experts. Now it's time to put quantum mechanics into the hands of the people. And to do that, we don't know how to do it, but however, we do have a map of what is not working. And in order to actually see something broken, we've actually got to run our fingers down the circuitry and see where the electricity is not going, to actually run our way through. To run our way through, we have to actually start to go through a model how you would market quantum mechanics to the ordinary person. And you market it pretty much the same way as you market a home loan, a vacuum cleaner, a car. There's several parts to it. Now, not that there is any defined way of marketing. You just write out a plan of going across and then go back, groom it, improve it, and then label it. Then I'm at the stage of working with the labels and actually seeing the processes up here. Now, the first two steps in any selling any product is the hook, and then the hook and the deal. So the hook is a question that you throw at someone and they can't avoid answering it, where the answer is, I will look at the deal. So if you say, look at the deal, people will just say, no. They say, are you short? Are you fat? Then you need to look at this deal. So that you give them a reason to look at the deal. So the hook is the reason to look at the deal. Now, the thing is that the hook is a concept. The execution, you've got to divide the concept from its execution. So different hooks are going to work for different people in different ways. So it is, in giving it, you have a hook. So early on in an early product, you have a different hook from a hook later on. So the hook might be for early adopters. You wouldn't use a hook. Everyone is using this, and so it's about time you do. They'll say, well, if everyone's using it, I'm going to look at something else which hasn't been taken up yet. So your hook actually is a movable, tunable object. It doesn't have to have a lot of science in it. It's got to have a lot of sociology in it and a lot of sense and stuff like that. And indeed, you may have multiple hooks across different areas where you just do a bit of research and you work out where the hook goes, and a sort of a social hook. So your hook that I've used is, have you ever really wondered about these fundamental things? Have you ever wondered about how your mobile phone works? How does that go? And, you know, what is generating the force when you tap your mobile phone? These two things, have you ever really wondered that? And the reason for that the reason for that is that I really hope I don't have COVID-19, because I'm feeling a bit hot at the moment, but I am in a car at the moment and got a bit of a cough. Yeah. So, you've got your hook, but your hook is the concept. You've got to break up the idea of, does that particular hook work, or does the concept of using a hook work? And you can disagree with two levels, but just make sure you're disagreeing with all levels. So you can disagree that using a hook is working, and a hook is not necessarily, if you actually got people conscripted and living in a living in a process where they actually this is, if you've got a hook, whether you've actually got people in a process that they actually have to. If you've got everyone in the classroom, they're there because they are students. The hook is done for you. But everywhere else, you need a hook
to get people in to look at the deal. And then the deal has to be fine-tuned to meet a need. And the need very much is something which has got to have an element of surprise. If you are, I don't know, hungry, you'll need to eat, which is sort of not a very sensible way. So come to my restaurant and fill up with food. It's not going to be as great as come to my restaurant and you'll have a great dining experience, you'll have lots of friends and you'll be really popular. So this need is a very complex social thing to actually do. So the actual need that I've looked at here for the deal is that if you do quantum mechanics, the deal is that you will see this amazing chemistry and this amazing stuff which is inside you. So the deal is that you will live a life of awe. Actually comes to the issue here is that the way that people have understood quantum mechanics and the people's sense of awe has actually come from a sequence of a sense of awe means I observe and then I do the maths. What's in actual fact happened is that I've done the maths, then I observe, and then I've got a sense of awe. It's the reverse process was actually works well. That's the way it's worked for me. I really didn't have a sense of awe. So you just really have to be wised up to the fact that you're putting that forward, but you know that there is a flaw. So this is like, this is an inexact science, the putting the hook and the deal. You may know that the hook and the deal is just the best, is just filling the blanks at that point. At the moment, you will come up with something better, and as you say, get more people in, when it starts going, you have your people sitting at the restaurant laughing away. You actually need the people in the restaurant to have the piano playing to get the atmosphere going, to draw in the punters. So you've got to kickstart it. So often your hook and deal doesn't make sense to the first person coming into a restaurant. Come into my restaurant for a really great atmosphere, beautiful music and stuff like that, and they go in there and they're the first customer there. How can they experience the crowd and the ambience if they're the only person there? But there has to be an only person there to start off with. But you still have to say, you still have your hook and deal aimed for when it takes off. And so this is the hook and deal here. Then you've got the hook and deal, and then you've got your path to the behavior that you actually after want. They want knowledge, you want a behavior. So that process up there. So to get to that behavior, you've got to work out a track through it. Now, the one of the things is that the track to a place is you need a map of the place. And the map of quantum mechanics is a rather complex map because coming through, it's unusual, so to speak. So it's a complex map in that going through on this complex map is unusual in as much that when you're going through on the map, you see certain things that in your deal, you can see my deal, I can actually show the biological quantum mechanics, and there's also sort of engineering quantum mechanics, and the biological quantum mechanics is very like a trip to the zoo. It's actually like you could actually be you. it's quantum mechanics come to life. You can see it, and it's very endearing. And so the quantum mechanics has got a large area, but it's got an engine room of maths at the top. And it's really divided into two sections. It's got the biological quantum mechanics, which is the actual biology, where the actual animals are miniature. Like inside you, you've got these miniature animals to go across. The engineering quantum mechanics is not accessible right away. The engineering quantum mechanics has a whole series of things which your brain says is impossible. It's got embedded in an obstacle. So if you imagine quantum mechanics as a tourist destination, you've got the coastal region of quantum mechanics where you can go swimming, you've got bar life, and you've got stuff, you've got small change, you can go around and you can experience the ambience of it very quickly. But then there's the sort of alpine quantum mechanics. This is the more mathematical quantum mechanics, where you need a survival kit of some mathematics to help you to these high altitudes. Now, the basic thing is that if over the top, the two places seem inseparable, but once you're actually down in the ground and you actually understand what's going on and why, you can actually move between the two. But we have this problem of this entry point, this initial entry point into quantum mechanics, which is to do with the animated quantum mechanics, animated quantum mechanics brought as if it is alive, because it is alive. Yeah, it is animated because it is alive. Because it is alive, it generates ATP. ATP energizes the molecules to behave in such a way that it looks like life. So there's sort of life quantum mechanics and the quantum mechanics of DNA and stuff like that. Then there's also stuff like that. I'm just actually going to go through. I'm just thinking, I hope I haven't got COVID-19. So if it's so, I should actually phone up. Well, I'll just have a walk around and then actually see. So this is an interesting thing. You're getting your podcast once comes across. So you've got the hook, the deal, and the terrain, the sales process. Now the sales process can go down two routes, and there's this complex thing where you progressively get commitment into the process, and there's on one aspect there's hands-on in terms of or virtual reality, immersive stuff. On the other aspect, there is this need to develop a sophisticated system to actually get into the idea that I can put an apple through a peach, through a banana, keep on stacking different types of fruit into one area, into my quantum sandwich. It's just incredible. Or the other weird, you know, the weird idea of 720 degrees symmetry, or the spin flipping, fundamental particles. There's a whole host of things which are really part of your basic idea toolkit. So here's the kiddie entry level stuff, and then there's the engineering level stuff. And for the engineering level stuff, this is a moonshot. This is a huge endeavor. It cannot be taught. Let's make a line in the sand. It cannot be taught by your average teacher. You will not have enough money and enough resources to train your average teacher with a sufficient mathematics, sense, nuances, whatever it is. They will revert to teaching bullshit. This is the problem, is that teachers do teach bullshit. So this challenge says, iSocial robot will be born. And it's not being born. There's a birth of a of a object. There's two births of an object. There's one where the actual idea rolls out of the garage. The garage goes up, there's steam flowing around the place. This is the way forward. That's an amazing thing to go for. That is an amazing thing to see. I just got to really, really think ahead, because if I do actually, I feel a slight fever. I've got a slight cough at the moment. I think it's probably the responsible time to stop this podcast, have a walk around, have a think, and then call in the cavalry. I think maybe the actual thing for it. I'll stop it now. But you can see the general gist of where I want to go. Now I'll stop this and we'll move on. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.